Okay, Dil Jock manager Stephen Kenny. Stephen, just a quick few words. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, it's a good win for us. You know, I think, it's the crowd were great tonight, really helped the team and, you know, really got behind the team. And I think created a lot of chances tonight. It was quite an open game. And
it was, yeah.
We could see quite a few chances also. And a 2-0 up, we should have went on and won it well. But yeah, the concession of the goal from the corner kick... meant it was in the balance right to the end, and thankfully we got there.
Everybody, yeah, I mean, the goal in the last 10 minutes that they got, I suppose it was a nervous time, and the fact that he played 5 minutes injury time also created a wee bit of extra tension, maybe.
Yeah, they've got a big aerial threat with Gary Shaw and Dan Carr coming on, and obviously the free kicks and the long throws can have an exerted run of pressure. That's the way it went.
But did so well. I mean, the first goal was super goal. I mean, Robbie Benson, you know, getting down, getting the cross, and Pat Hogan having the shot. The goalie parried it away, and Benson, you must have been very happy to see him score. He had a great game tonight.
Yeah, well, I suppose the determination he showed initially in the move in the midfield, and then to follow it up and get on the end of the goal, it was a match-winning moment.
I suppose, I think it's 2 years since Chris Shields scored a goal.
It's 5 years in the league.
5 years in the league. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Stephen, you know, what was your feeling like when you saw it going in? That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a surprise. That. Obviously, it was a goalkeeper error. He meant to cross it, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, and then I know, like, when Rovers came back, you made your substitutions, and it's great to see John Maitland back, and, you know, it's great to see the captain, Stephen O'Donnell, come back too. They're great warriors.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've been very important players for us, you know.
Yeah.
I thought Marco Takajumi was very good when we came on that period. So, that's a bit of a taste for him, and he'll start on Monday, and hopefully he can kickstart his career then.
And just, on the word, like, you've the way things went for you tonight, you're now top of the table, so, that's a fantastic achievement. You know, at this stage, it's great, isn't it?
It's early days, and we've got to make sure we're, we keep going. Mm. You know, we've got to go 2 away games now, in 3 in a week, really. One in the League Cup against St Pat's, and then we Bray and Limerick. Mm. So 3 away games in a week. So we're on the road this week a lot. So we'll have to make sure we play well.
Injury status, Brian Garton, how's he getting on? And I saw. Rogers, the goalkeeper, he was out training. How long will he be out for?
I don't know. You know, these are things. It's a calf, grade 1 tear of his calf, so we'll have to see.
And Brian Gartland, did you hope to, how's his health? Because he's been very unlucky.
Yeah, he had some tonsillitis issues, so hopefully he's nearly there.
Anyway, look, great night. 5 years since Chris Shields, you're a man of revelation. And the other one, too, I mean, you're top of the table. It's
in the
great.
League, 5 years in the league, yeah.
And isn't it great?
Yeah, well, it's early days and we've got to push on, I think.
I know, but you're picking up the points.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a million. Absolutely. Thank you.